In the 149th and the 150th Psalm, we read, "Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song." Do you see that? "And his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord." That's incredible. I don't hear that preached. You ever hear that preached? And then in the 150th Psalm, he says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals, and praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." You know, nowhere do I find in the Word of God does it make any judgment, so-called, on music, melodies, harmonies, and rhythms. Do you? He tells me here to praise him on everything. And I'll confess to you, as before, I don't understand music theory. I know, the only note I know is there's an oval or a circle, and I know that's a whole note. That's all I remember. I can't read music. I don't know a clef from a staff. I don't know those things. I can play music, and I take it as a gift. I play by ear. Okay. And I don't find in the Bible where it tells me that this music's appropriate and this music is not. Now, I'm talking about music, the sound of these instruments. The assumption that, let's say, what folks might call the rock beat is immoral is really completely subjective without scriptural basis. Because that song that we just played, I'm going to tell you that I can play that same melody, those same chords, into almost any genre of music. The only thing that would change would be the words, the so-called lyrics, you see. So who declares one music or one beat over another good or bad? Who does that? We played some examples of some different types of so-called worship music. Y'all liked them. You said you did. I like them a lot. They speak to my heart, my soul, and my spirit. You know, the Campbellites made a religion over this thing. There was a Baptist named David Campbell in the early 1800s, and he took the instruments out of their worship service, and now they only sing a cappella. Most of the guys that I played music with in Tennessee were Campbellites. They were Church of Christ. And as soon as they step foot out that door of that church, they'll grab a guitar and play it, but they won't play it inside. And there's something called strict Baptists, and they won't play instruments. They'll only sing a cappella. all music is, as far as I know, it's just a combination of notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, where there's eight notes, but really seven, I guess, because two of them are the same. I don't know. They're just notes, you see. Where did we ever get the notion in Christianity that one size fits all? Listen, if you don't believe that, you don't understand how when I first met the Lord and started going to these churches, and whatever road you took, whatever church you went to, they had this set of rules and dogma and doctrines, and you did it that way or you weren't right. You see? And if you don't do it like they do it, well, you're not right. You see? What one does with notes of music, chords and notes of music, sound. It's sort of like a canvas for an artist and the palette and the paints. Or maybe it's like the materials to an architect or a carpenter. You see? This, whatever this puzzle is that Jeff's boys are working on, that's the same principle. They've got this project before them. If you gave four people four boards and a hammer and nails, they wouldn't all build the same thing. You put them in separate rooms, you don't tell them anything, they wouldn't all build the same thing. Just as words and speech itself. Did you know all things can be used for good or evil? That was our downfall. We learned good and evil. You see? The word itself, the Bible. How many men you know that use it for evil? Even as we speak this morning, or a particular word, the word damn, D-A-M-N. I can say it's a Bible word, but I can misuse that word and it becomes something else. Or the word hell, you see. How many I've seen use the very words of the Bible for evil? It's Satan's chosen method. When in the temptation of our Lord himself, he used or misused Scripture. That's what he used. I was reading, they claim that a lot of people claim that Martin Luther wrote a lot of church hymns to beer hall songs. Now, I've read that that's not so. But he did use secular songs and he turned them into hymns. I'm going to give you a quote. Martin Luther, I hope you know who Martin Luther is. Martin Luther said, "Beer is proof God loves and wants us to be happy." Martin Luther. Do you know what they would do? Many, including Calvin and Luther, wrote hymns according to secular music. Okay? As I've said, music is defined by a specific sequence of notes. Well, I would ask you, who determines or who decides that sequence? The actual music or notes. They're basically the same no matter what. There's what they call a genre today. We didn't call it that, but a genre of music. It's basically the same. If you've ever played music, you know that. I had a fellow tell me, what if it's symphony? Well, that's okay. But rock music's not. Well, it's the same chord. You see, I'm a music guy. I could care less of the lyrics. I hear the music. The girl, when she'd go, "Why are you listening to that?" And I go, "Didn't you hear what they said?" And I go, "No." I still listen to that song. It's a Bob Dylan song. And I still don't know the lyrics. Other than Thunder on the Mountain. That's all I know. Thunder on the Mountain. And then he does that Bob Dylan. Okay. But I like the music. I'm listening to I don't hear the lyrics. Oftentimes you'll see me, if you know me in person, and I'm playing music and I'll close my eyes and people may think But the reason I close my eyes is because I play by ear and I have to listen. I have to hear. And if I close my eyes, it helps me block everything else out so that I can, because I play by ear. I don't read, I hear, you see. I hear the music and I hear the notes. And one can take any sequence of notes, beats and downbeats and such, and they can place the vilest or the most sacred lyrics to them. They can. For me, the devil is more likely to appear like a Joel Osteen. I probably shouldn't, but more like that, or Benny Hahn, or those men that use the gospel for gain. Far more so. Satan appears to me far more there than he did as Elvis Presley. I think that I think the devil probably laughs at that. Because the Bible says he appears an angel of light and he has ministers of righteousness. Elvis Presley didn't appear like that. Did I approve of what he did? No, I'm not saying I approved of what he did. I'm saying we have much bigger fish to fry. Not long-haired country boys, leave them alone. As his song said, leave them alone. Have we erred in our purported light? If others see us as but rules and regulations, you know that's how most folks see it. That's how they see church. They see it like their parents growing up. Well, if I join that, now I've got parents the rest of my life and they're going to be watching over me and I can't do this and I can't do this. And I really, they believe, are we incapable of joy or God forbid, fun? I'll tell you, sometimes I think the problem in Christianity is all they see is the things they've got to give up to be one. What they can or can't do. And that wasn't Christ. Not once, not ever. Now, I want you to hear this. I never gave up the first thing to become a Christian. I've told you this story before. Who's that? Well, you know, I'm just working. How did you ever quit cussing? That's the first thing I've always been at. I don't know why. I've preached in jails and prisons and streets. And I didn't preach to choir boys. How'd you give up cussing, preacher? I said, well, I didn't. And they, well, but you don't cuss. And I said, no, sir. Well, how'd you quit? And I said, well, I didn't. I became a new creature. You see, I didn't give up the first thing to become a Christian. I was simply born again of the Spirit of God, and I received a new heart, and I received a new mind, and I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I wasn't burdened with a bunch of rules and regulations. I had many, many try to do that. I've been involved with churches and sects that would tell me you can't eat certain things and you can't wear certain things and you can't be certain things and you can't do certain things. And finally, and that's okay until the list gets so long and so involved, I don't know which air to breathe and I don't know what note to hit on the guitar. You see. Now, I did abstain from many of the things that I'd indulged in heretofore. I didn't even play the same music or the same type of music when I first got saved. Okay? You see, I was a babe in Christ. There's a lot of things this little boy, he can't do. When he gets older, he can. But he can't do it now. Galatians 4:1. And Paul said, when you were a young boy, when you were, you know, the heir, you're under tutors. As it should be. But today I hear certain music that I didn't as a babe in Christ. You see, now it doesn't mean anything to me. And that's very important, and most folks do not get that. I matured. I grew up. I matured spiritually. It's like anything else, including the Bible. It's a tool. Y'all understand tools? I can take a hammer, and I can build, I can construct, or I can kill you with it. I can use it as an instrument of death. A hammer, and many have. Such as music. What are you using it for? I'm using it to enjoy and learn some new chords on the guitar and become a better musician. Oh, you can't do that, brother. Okay. You see? Or how about alcohol or drugs? Who in here doesn't take a drug? Who in here has never had an aspirin? Now, what happens if you take too many? Well, you die. They have to pump your stomach. Or alcohol. I've told folks, look, I don't preach against drinking. And there aren't many in the world more against it maybe than me. I preach against drunkenness. You see? Or even the gospel itself. All of these things. Drugs, alcohol, the Bible itself. All can be used for either good or evil. But it's the wolves in sheep's clothing. It's the angels of light. And so-called ministers of righteousness that concern me the most. It's the Pharisees. It's the whited sepulchers. Especially like the Pharisee, you remember, said, boy, I'm sure glad I'm not like him. Y'all remember? I'm sure glad I'm not like him. Well, at least I'm not like him. At least I never did that. You see? At least I'm not like others. I never had to be concerned with that because I was worse than all the others. And I would wonder how many of those churchmen have danced. Did you hear the text? Did it tell us to praise the Lord in the dance? Mine did. That's what I just read it. More than once. Oh no. You get that joy in your heart and do a little dance down at the local Baptist church and see how that goes. Come on. You hear me? You get a little joy in your heart. You get a little unction of the Spirit to God and jump up and start shouting. Start dancing and see how that goes. You see. Let me know how that works out. How about the loud cymbals? Oh, we don't. But it says here. Yeah, but we don't. Oh. Who decided that? You see. Well, that's a rock beat. Sir, do you play an instrument? No. Sir, do you read music? No. But you know all about rock beat. Maybe, sir, you have a problem. Because that beat gets to you. Are you afraid you might start dancing? You see? Or somebody might think you're getting a little Pentecostal. Now, let me tell you something. I don't want you to admit, I don't believe there's any such thing as Christian rock. I just believe music is either Christian or it's not. I'm not smart enough to categorize it. You see. Because I'm a bluegrass, I play bluegrass music. And a lot of people think that bluegrass music is really like country music. Did you know bluegrass music is a whole lot more like jazz and blues than it is country? And if you played an instrument, you'd understand that. It has to do with the downbeat. You say, what's that? Now, I don't know. I don't understand downbeat, but I know it has to do with it. I play by ear. And people hear bluegrass, well, that's just country. No, it's not country at all. It's really more jazz and more blues. You say, well, what's, I don't know. Who categorized that thing? You see? I'm going to tell you that in the Bible, they hadn't gotten smart enough to put it into categories. What you can and can't do. Oh, you can't dance in this church. Oh, you can't play instruments in this church. Now, I often play music that's what's called secular. It's not gospel music at all. Okay? It's just music. But I often have conversations all day long that don't have anything to do with the gospel. Has to do with the business I'm in, or the weather, the time of day. I don't know, maybe, I guess y'all quote Bible verses all day and you only speak thou and you know. Well, it's the same with my music. It's just notes on an instrument, just like my daily conversation. You know, Peter still fished. Only not only did he fish for men now, for perches, but now he fished for men. But he still fished, and he still threw the net out the same way, and he still drew the fish in the same way, and he cleaned them the same way. Zacchaeus didn't give up being a publican or a tax collector, whatever he was. He just got honest in his dealings. You see? He simply started dealing fairly. And now the Lord told us to repent, to turn, a change of direction, and to have a godly sorrow for sin. Amen. I'm all for that. Drunkenness is a sin. Drinking alcohol is not. And if you've got a problem drinking, then don't do it. But don't throw rocks at the guy that does. Because then you're going to have to start throwing rocks at the guy that eats too much. And then you're going to have to decide, well, how much is too much? Well, he ate over 3 ounces of that portion. Who makes that decision? You see. That's like saying, well, I can't be around women or girls because, well, I'll end up being a fornicator. Well, where am I going to go? That's why I think these programs like AA are so fun. Well, they can't even get near anybody. Are you kidding me? I see nearly naked women all the day long. We used to, when we were high school age boys and junior high, we'd try to sneak a look at these tawdry magazines. And now I can see more in Walmart walking down the aisle than what we tried to sneak a peek at. So what, I stopped going to Walmart? No. I got born again in the Spirit of God. It doesn't mean the same to me. Now there's only one woman I want to see. Do you understand? Let me ask you. It said praise him in the dance, didn't it? Did y'all read that? Mm-hmm. Most of you don't. You'll stay away from wine, which God says makes the heart glad. And it's got a health benefit in it. I'm not telling you to drink wine. But you won't praise him in the dance. Or loud with the high cymbal. And if you're going to dance, okay, we're going to, okay, I feel the Spirit, I'm going to jump up and dance. Well, how high can I lift my feet? Can my feet leave the floor? Can I flail my arms? Which part of my body can I move around and which part can I not move around if I'm dancing to the Lord? Do you see? Careful. Your hips might actually move. So much as I can tell, Christ had one edict. Love the brethren. Love your neighbors, yourself. He said you fulfill the whole law. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. They wanted to circumcise all those Gentiles, and James had a little wisdom. He said, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Jesus really only had one command. You must be born again. You must be born again. You get born again, the rest of this stuff take care of itself. You must be born again. You get born again, the righteousness of the new birth will come. Except for that dancing, of course. You see. How about that two-edged sword we read about? Did y'all see that? Two-edged sword. And you know what? I heard so many religious people, well, that's the Bible. That's the Bible. No, the Bible says that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I don't think you can take vengeance on the heathen with the Bible. You see, I don't think that's what he's speaking of. When Jesus said in Luke 22:36, sell what you got now and go buy your sword. He wasn't talking about a Bible. They didn't walk around with Bibles then, folks. They didn't have Bibles. Have you executed vengeance on the heathen lately? That's what he said. Come on. Like I told a man yesterday, I said, if you got to do one, you got to do them all. You see? But you're a good Christian, but you won't dance, you won't play the high cymbal, and you won't take vengeance on the heathen with two-edged sword. What about love the brethren? Well, I can't love him. I can't love her. If you knew what manner of woman she was, you remember that fellow? Why, she was caught in the very act. Better stay away from those kind of people. I'm sorry, who was it that Jesus hung out with again? You see. Well, that's okay, but don't get, he's been divorced. Don't get near him. Now, y'all do know, right, that in the local Baptist church, that divorce is an unforgivable sin. Can't be forgiven. God forbid that he gets out of cymbals and starts dancing. Are you glad you're not as others? Or are you grateful that Christ came to save sinners, of whom you're chief? That's what I'm grateful for. That this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom not you, but I am chief. That's what I'm grateful for. And that's why I praise him with the dance, with the stringed instrument, and with the high cymbals. And if need be, I've got a two-edged sword. If need be. And when Jesus comes back, he's coming in a little different manner. The dance, the cymbal, and the sword. and yet a Christian. Amen.
Amen.